This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will spend $3.5 billion to buy and donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to some of the world's poorest countries, it said on Thursday, urging other G7 nations to follow suit. The vaccine donation, the largest ever by a single country, was announced before U.S. President Joe Biden meets leaders of the Group of Seven Advanced Economies in Western England. The 500 million doses are destined for the world's 100 poorest countries. U.S. drug maker Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech had earlier said they'd provide 200 million doses in 2021 and the remaining 300 million in the first half of 2022. Anti-poverty campaign group Oxfam called it a, quote, drop in the bucket compared to the need across the world, saying more needs to be done to increase global production of vaccines. French BFM TV reports the man who slapped President Emmanuel Macron across the face told the court Thursday he was a right-wing sympathizer who had acted because the president represented all that was rotten with France. 28-year-old Damon Terrell told the court that several days ahead of Macron's visit to a southeastern region, he had thought about throwing an egg or a cream tart at the president, according to the news channel. Macron described the attack as an isolated incident and said violence and hate were a threat to democracy. Terrell faces a charge of assault against a public official, an offense which carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a 45,000 euro fine. He struck Macron on Tuesday after the president came over to greet a small crowd of onlookers after visiting a professional training college. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Parliament on Thursday urged the European Union to reverse its position and support a proposed temporary lifting of intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, backing a push by many developing nations to allow more production. EU lawmakers backed by 355 votes to 263 a resolution on accelerating the global rollout of vaccines. The resolution says only a fraction of the 11 billion shots needed to vaccinate 70% of the world's population has been produced, and that relying on pledges of excess doses from richer nations is not enough. The International Air Transport Association announced Thursday its digital travel pass will go live in the Middle East in the coming weeks as Europe and the U.S. relax travel restrictions. Countries around the world are racing to adopt digital certificates in order to unlock an expected revival in international tourism after the coronavirus pandemic crippled the aviation industry for more than a year. No one vaccine certification system has been universally accepted or recognized, though the IATA's travel pass has gained popularity among the Gulf giant's carriers. Last month, EU leaders welcomed the introduction of a block-wide COVID-19 pass they hope will unlock a summer surge in tourism. The 27 member states want the EU digital COVID certificate to be launched on July 1st and turn the page on coronavirus restrictions that have crimped Europeans' cherished freedom of movement. Banks must set enough capital aside to cover losses on any Bitcoin holdings in full, global regulators proposed on Thursday, a conservative step that could prevent wide-scale use of the cryptocurrency by big lenders. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, made up of regulators from the world's leading financial centers, proposed a twin approach to capital requirements for crypto assets held by banks. El Salvador has become the world's first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, even as banks globally have repeatedly warned that investors may be ready to lose all of their money. Major economies, including China and the United States, have signaled in recent weeks a tougher approach while developing plans to develop their own central bank digital currencies. And thousands of demonstrators marched in Greece on Thursday, a 24-hour nationwide strike against new labor reforms that shut down transport and public services. Over 16,000 people took part in separate demonstrations in Athens organized by unions and opposition parties, police said, with leftist, socialist, and communist party leaders also attending the rallies. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.